afternoon and welcome, my friends. It is Tuesday, August the 14th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com. Another triple day loss for the Dow. Dow closed down 207 points at 13,028. Yeah, seems like yesterday it was at 14,000. NASDAQ or 43 at 2,499. Just yesterday it was at 5,000. S&P 500 down 26, 1,426. Seems like yesterday it was above 15. According to the AP, Wall Street pulled back sharply today as investors worried about fundamental economic problems as well as the ongoing fallout from credit market problems and stocks' own volatility. A lot of words that mean absolutely nothing whatsoever. They got off for a fairly good start for Wall Street, and it pretty much went downhill from opening bell. Gold in New York closed down a dollar at $669.40. Very narrow trading range for gold. We're back to the $6 a day trading range. Gold had a low of 665, high of 672. Silver off 7 cents at 1274, platinum off $8 at 1274, palladium off 4 bucks at 354. Currently in Asian trading, gold is up 40 cents at $670.70, silver off 3 cents at 1272, platinum off a buck at 1271, palladium reversing a trend up $2 at 356. Crude oil higher by 40 cents a barrel today, 72.78. I guess they discovered a, we got a new hurricane. Well, this one's in the right place this time. This one's heading for the Gulf. I think its name is Dean, which is a better name than Floozy. Whoever came up with naming these hurricanes? Floozy is not a name you give a hurricane. But in the big island of Hawaii, half the population is storing up for the big hit. And I know a whole bunch of people that are at the beach reaping the benefits of the hurricane. See, one person fears something, another person embraces it. Bring it on. Let's go surfing. Take a break and be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Tuesday. Let's give you the blow-by-blow financial account of what happened today. Started off the day with the producer price index. They were expecting a 0.1% increase. Came in at 0.6%. Wholesale prices are soaring. But if you take out stuff that we don't use a lot, like food and energy, you have a core PPI reading of 0.1%. And because it was 0.1%, which was less than the 0.2% they had predicted, hey, things are just great. Walmart announced sales were sinking. It wasn't good. Followed by Target and a few other retailers said, people aren't spending money. I wonder why. Mattel got hit with a recall because apparently the toys from China contain lead. Now I know that's another boogeyman. Oh, yes, the lead boogeyman. And it's amazing how many people buy into this lead story. You know, I grew up with lead paint everywhere. The only difference between me and apparently what happened to kids a few years later, I never had a desire to eat paint chips. But I guess some kids probably starving to death in some low-rent district decided to start eating paint chips. And back in the 70s, that's how it all started. No different to the DDT scare, but we still live with the paint scare today. And I guess lead in paint has led to all kinds of things. As a matter of fact, if you can believe the experts, lead in paint causes children to become criminals. Sometimes I enjoy terrorists as being the boogeyman, because the other ones are so silly. Well, as we said, markets opened today. Everybody seemed to know. They had a sense that there was another shoe to drop in this ongoing craziness called the subprime credit fiasco. But few seem to be looking up at the impending doom and instead walked with blinders on and went about their merry way. While the ECB, the European Central Bank, injected more liquidity for the fourth session in a row. The Fed took no action in an effort to further assure the markets that everything was just fine. Things were back to normal. We don't have to inject any funds. Well, it didn't take long for the next shoe to drop. Centennial Management Group asked the CFTC to allow it to halt client redemptions until it can conduct them in an orderly fashion. English interpretation of what just happened at Centennial Management Group. A whole bunch of investors got really wiggy about all these redemptions and decided to call up and said, we want our money. And I would imagine a large amount of people called up Centennial Management Group over the last 24 hours saying, we want our money, which is the reason why it said it could not conduct its redemptions in an orderly fashion. So it asked the CFTC, please help us. Many on Wall Street try to downplay this problem as just an isolated event in a company that oversees about $1.6 billion in a much larger market. But the fact is, Centennial deals in asset-backed commercial paper. This is not some fund that made a wrong bet on subprime mortgages, but one that deals in high-quality investments and makes money mainly by betting on overnight interest rates, outpacing yields on short-term treasury bonds. To make matters worse for Centennial, the CFT responded later in the day and said it had no authority to grant Centennial's request to block client redemptions. We have no role in whether or not the company does this and whether the client accepts this, a CFTC official said. Clearly, credit problems are not going away anytime soon. Also emerging at the end of the day appears to be some significant troubles at Thornburg, who was citing significant disruptions in the mortgage market as a reason to delay its dividend. From MarketWatch, Thornburg Market Mortgage Asset Corp said late today that it is delaying a dividend payment after getting margin calls and finding it more difficult to fund its mortgage assets in the commercial paper and asset-backed securities market. The dreaded margin call. Margin calls will kill you. It'll shorten your life. It'll give you gray hairs. Margin, I have said that, look, margin calls are tough to deal with. And usually the level of acceptance of margin calls, three margin calls and you're pretty much done. What can we expect as far as financial news tomorrow to rally the market? We got consumer price index for July. It's expected at 0.1%. Core CPI is expected at 0.2%. And the New York Empire State Index for August is expected at 19. At 9 a.m. Eastern, net foreign purchases for June, 9:15 industrial production for July, which is expected at 0.3%, and capacity utilization expected at 81.7%. These reports are basically meaningless at this point in time. All they can do is just exacerbate already a tough situation. I got a bit of a sticker shock this month just to prove the fact that there's no inflation, my utility bill, which obviously includes air conditioning, which we use and abuse here in the Valley of the Sun on a regular basis when the mercury gets to 113, I got the shock of my life. My bill usually runs, in the winter months, it runs like $80 a month. Summer, it usually runs close to $100. Now, I haven't done anything different last month as I did the month before, Everything's set. It's normal. I don't change it. I don't up it or down it, whatever the case may be. My utility bill was $189. Now, I'm just a single guy. I live in a one-bedroom apartment. I can imagine what the utility bills for people that are living in three-bedroom houses in the Valley of the Sun, their utility bills, forget about the added mortgage payment or the added interest they have to pay on the adjustable rate mortgages, but the utility bills to keep a three-bedroom home in the Valley of the Sun cool has to run what was a mortgage payment. Is it any wonder that the nation's store reported weak sales? Is it any wonder that when people are paying $3 a gallon for gasoline, that that takes a hit on disposable income? So all these things, I don't want to say creating a perfect storm, but this is about as perfect storm as you can get. Now, I mentioned to Bob Chapman earlier today, and he chastised me for not reading the international forecast on a regular basis. I didn't want to tell him, you know, Bob, I read a lot of stuff, but your stuff is so big. I mean, it's a manuscript to go through. I like my information in little doses. But I asked about making connections between what led up to the crash of 1929 was eerily similar to where we are today. And let me share this with you. And call me crazy if you will, but in the first few months of 1929, America was in a, shall we say, a good business condition. At the beginning of this year, we were in a good business condition. We'll have more when we return.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept. Welcome back to the flip side for a Tuesday, taking a little trip down memory lane. I don't know, call me fixated on history. Firm believer that if we don't learn history lessons, well, you suffer from the insanity bug, attempting to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Never a different result, always the same thing. How many times do we have to repeat history before we learn our lessons? Leading up after World War One and the birth of this great nation, Industrial Revolution, the '20s were the Roaring Twenties. It was a whole new world. People felt good about themselves. Average person had a good income thanks to the industrial production. Families felt secure for the first time, had savings, everybody had savings, and you had a roaring stock market. And subsequently, what Wall Street attempted to do at the time was, as it's done many times before, it figured out a way that we got to get those savings from those citizens and get them to put it into the market and watch it grow and expand and become immensely wealthy, improve their lifestyles, take a rung up the ladder of financial net worth, and people finally broke down when, you know, one neighbor would be. This is at the time when people actually used to talk to their neighbors. One neighbor would tell the other neighbor how good he was doing in the stock market. When he would go home, he'd tell the wife how good his buddy was doing in the stock market. And wife's being very fiscally conservative at the time, reluctant to venture into the stock market. But after a while, the pressure's too great. As all this prosperity was abounding. So leading up to 1929, the economy in the U.S. had several special factors affecting it. Notably, the U.S. picked up many export customers, especially in Latin America, due to the ability of New York to finance their purchases. Thus, even though trade war constraints limited opportunities in many markets, U.S. exports were running at record levels in 1928 and for the first 4 months of 1929. The dullness of the European economies and securities markets, still dominated by the after effects of World War I and the Treaty of Versailles, as well as by the trade war, made European speculative capital eager to find opportunities elsewhere. Wire services now made overseas investments easier, and a vast reservoir of unrestricted credit available in New York multiplied the possibilities for spectacular gains. There's no question there were good business conditions during the first 4 months of 1929 caused by the stock market rise. The rising market attracted capital from abroad as well as from investors at home. Speculators drew heavily on available credit and channeled a huge volume of capital into the stock exchanges. Market averages rose sharply, pushed on by the buoyant speculative leaders. Large profits increased confidence, and the speculative spirit drew available credit from all over the world. Profits spurred consumption, and consumption spurred industrial expansion. The economy boomed even above the level of the 1928 boom. Auto, steel, exports, imports, railroad car loadings moved smartly higher. Construction was slow, even as the chronically sick textile and coal industries were showing substantial improvement. Record 1928 crops in the U.S. and worldwide at 4.7 billion bushels left half a billion bushel carryover, of which 40% was U.S. and Canadian wheat. The U.S. carryover almost equaled an average yearly export total. The U.S. had produced almost 20% of the total world wheat crop. Now, despite this huge agricultural carryover, reports of poor crops in Canada, Argentina, and Australia, and a federal farm board authorization of $500 million to support agricultural prices, aided agricultural prospects and supported generally higher prices during the summer of 1929. Unemployment was low, and wages and dividend payments reached new highs. All indications of a substantial boon were present. These in turn increased confidence, spurred speculative market investments. These were multiplied by the use of credit, which the lack of proper regulation left open for use and abuse by speculators. What a shock, what a surprise. Although earnings were at boom levels by August 1929, the market price of speculative leaders ranged from 20 to 30 times earnings, with some even above that. When questioned how high the market could go, experts would state there was no limit. It's going to the moon, I tell you, it's going to the moon.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is almost mind-boggling when you think of it. These same experts back in 1929 telling everybody, don't worry, be happy, everything's just great, this stuff is going to the moon. Reminds me of Marina, Bartiromo, and Larry Kudlow, and all the rest of those talking heads on CNBC. I mean, even today, they were saying, things aren't as bad as they really are. There are great opportunities out there. And every single expert that they had on, the question was, so where would you be putting your money? And I'm thinking to myself, are you out of your mind? The world is about to fall apart, and you're asking them where to invest their money? You've got to be out of your mind. Well, that's what happens when you're 30-something. And you are a delusional product of the institutes of higher learning. There were people back in 1929 that were raising the red flags. They were ringing the bell. One of them was Robert Babson, a well-respected statistician on Wall Street, who on September the 4th, issued a prediction of a great break in stock prices, the greatest break ever, he said. The only problem was he didn't know when it was going to happen. Bankers, some economists, and Babson himself had been uttering dire warnings for well over a year without any previous effect. However, the demand for stock at present high prices and low yields had grown so thin, and the competing stock offerings, old and new, had grown so vast, and high interest rates and high price earnings ratios so obvious, that this time a speculator, a 50-minute crash ensued after he made this announcement. This is way back when. But he was the first one to come out, pretty much like David Walker, the auditor of the American government, who gave a dire prediction yesterday, as a matter of fact, and you can find that story on EaglesUp.com, where he says, look, we're just doing what Rome did, and we'll end up the same way if nobody pays any attention. As this bombshell spread, speculators started selling out and selling short. The market was honeycombed by stop-loss orders designed to protect the profits of the last 3 months. They were reached in minutes, and a vast flood of selling was thrown on the market. At the market, only to find new buyers at anywhere near previous prices. Finally, a flood of new buying poured in to take advantage of the low bargain prices, and with the help of covering by shorts provided a slight recovery in the last 10 minutes of trading. However, industrials were down over $10 for the day, all in the last hectic hour. Have you noticed something? For those of you paying attention, all the action that we have seen in the past 2 weeks has all happened in the last hour of trading, and today was no exception. Coming into the last hour of trading, the Dow was hovering around down 80. Ended up closing down 200. Babson's prediction was uncanny. Any market slide would soon start a stampede to safeguard profits. Investment trusts would begin to sell first. They already had begun to sell, contrary to the market myth that they would always support the market. On hearing this news, European brokers would begin to sell out their customers' America's holdings. Then the general public would begin to sell, and margin accounts would be closed out. And then there will be a stampede for selling which will exceed anything that the stock exchange had ever witnessed. It is uncanny when you think about the similarities that went on. Now, this is leading up to October. I mean, everybody, when you talk to anybody about the crash of 1929, they think, well, you know, it just was one day, all of a sudden, the market just went kafooey. It wasn't. It was a long, extended thing. Started in August and came to fruition in October. The next 3 months are going to be, well, you can either look at it as being the most devastating 3 months of the year or the most interesting. Just depends on what side, well, where you have your money, to be perfectly honest with you. It's always, and as always, every year, this year is no different to any year. I mean, I think this year is going to be a little different, but no year is different to any other year. And traders get very nervous. I mean, September, you've got the end of the U.S.'s financial year. You've got end of financial year for a lot of mutual funds where traders try to reorganize their portfolios to make their portfolios look better than they are so they can get bigger commissions. Because they base their whole commission on the profit structure. So they massage all their portfolios, they dump stuff, they buy stuff, whatever the case may be. So there's a lot of extracurricular activity taking place in September that, if you think about it, doing it in a market environment where people are already nervous, it just makes things even more strange. And then we get the month of October, which is always known as the October surprise. Although that was used politically speaking, financially speaking, everybody expects an October surprise, and I kid you not, if you've ever been in New York City and you've been on Wall Street, they've got a big brass bull down there. And in the month of October, every single broker is suspicious. They all go rub the bull. They do, I swear they do. And if they don't rub the bill, they carry stuff on them, like rabbit's feet or chicken feet, whatever strange little things that they think is going to repeal the curse. This is the mentality. So, I mean, people are going into this knowing the next 3 months are. So it just, look, some of these sellers, no question, are exaggerated. We live in a very strange world today. I know by and large everybody is uncomfortable with selling short. It's un-American to buy something and hope that the price goes down. But a lot of these sell-offs that we are seeing are exaggerations of short selling. I mean, the large Joe Sixpack out there, the guy that invests for the long term, is not short the market. He's going for growth. He's buying the American dream. But savvy traders with large accounts obviously see fast markets as obviously great opportunities, make a large amount of money, and they do. So there's no question that some of these sell-offs are over-exaggerated by the prevalence of shorts in the market. Now, a month ago, they revised the rules, try to halt the amount of short selling by saying that you can only put on a short in an up market, hoping that that would temper the amount of short sellers that are out there. But there really hasn't much discouraged short selling in any way, shape, or form. So you've got all these events leading up to this perfect storm, which, you know, I'd be reluctant to say that we could see major events happen in October. But I just see the parallels between what happened back then, because it's also got a lot to do with the human psyche and human nature of people. Add into this mix, which, as we say, is the difference between 1929 and today, is we got a whole different psychological makeup of the people. We are not the same character as the folks back there in the 1920s. America's saving rates is abysmal. As a matter of fact, most analysts say zero savings rate for most Americans. So they don't have the resources in order to carry them through a tough patch, which is completely different to 1929. So, in other words, what's going to happen if we do face even a small decline compared to 1929? What happens if the Dow goes down to, say, 10,000? First of all, you've got a whole subset of problems that are going to be created. And those subset of problems, I don't know. Could it lead to riots in the streets? Probably. People now judge their worth in life by how much stuff they own. How will these people psychologically be able to handle it when their stuff is taken away from them? Or they have to sell their stuff just to survive. And we're talking about a vast swath of people. I'm living in Scottsdale, for goodness sake. This was the growth engine of the real estate market. It still is. I still can't believe how many construction projects are going around the Scottsdale area. And I'm not talking little building projects. I'm talking massive building projects are going on here. And people live in this veneer society. You won't find... Drive around Scottsdale, you're not going to find a 1980s model car too often. Everything here is brand new. And they're all SUVs and Hummers. I think we have more Hummers in Arizona than anywhere else. Every second car is a Hummer. And so it's I don't know how it's going to play out. I have no idea. All I know is I'm thankful for the experience I had leading up to Y2K. Because that taught me a lot about how prepared I was in the event of having to become self-sufficient. And I have to tell you, it wasn't very good. Even though I had everything, beans, butter, bullets. so that Y2K experience is obviously, I can survive for at least 3-4 months. I'm reliant on electricity, unfortunately. Lost my generator. Don't know how, where, why. But, and I don't want to be ringing the alarm bell here or the doom and gloom bell here in any way, shape, or form. But I think it's only prudent that you reassess your position and prepare accordingly. It's the old Boy Scouts motto. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. And that's the reason, I mean, my sole reason, and trust me on this one, I don't tell you to do anything I don't do myself. I'm buying gold as we speak. I'm a gold buyer. Whenever I can, I buy gold. Rather than a new CD, rather than a new this or a new that, I start to visualize things in relationship to gold. Would I rather have this thing here, or would I rather have a fifth of an ounce of gold in my hand? Would I rather have a fifth of an ounce of gold in my hand, or would I rather go splurge on a dinner for two at Ruth Chris? Because a dinner for two at Ruth Chris is going to cost you $145. And after the dinner, you feel good and everything else, but then it's gone. So I practice what I preach. And that's the reason why I will tell you that clumsy segue here into our Bob Chapman special for the week, that the 20 Swiss franc, brilliant uncirculated, pre-1930, fifth ounce gold coin, is a great value at $145. It is affordable to everybody. And you want to start converting as many of your Federal Reserve notes into something real and tangible that you can have your hands on. Now, this is not for barter. A lot of people say, well, we'll be able to barter for stuff. It's a fallacy. Yes, you can barter with your gold and silver coins for something that you need from something that somebody else wants and they want. But you've got to understand it won't become a general thing. Less than 1% of Americans own physical gold and silver. And you've got to look at other countries that have gone into economic depressions and how the people have survived during those periods. When banks are closed, people have no access to their bank accounts. Things that you take for granted in front of you attain a value. I mean, it's amazing. Things that had value over the years. Pepper was a currency. Salt was a currency. Chickens are a currency. They attain value in hard times. And so gold is just merely a method of preserving your purchasing power. Gold will give you this guarantee. Whatever $10,000 is going to buy you today, as far as goods and services are the gauge, that if in 5 years from now to buy the same goods and services, even if the price is $50,000, you will still buy it with the $10,000 that you attach to gold at today's levels. I mean, that's just simply gold's role. That's why gold doesn't pay a dividend. That's why gold doesn't pay interest. Gold doesn't have to bribe its owner to hold it. Investments that offer interest, I mean, this is the mess we're in now. Because as greedy as people got, they wanted more and more return on the investment dollars. And the more and more return on your investment dollars that you want, the higher level of risk you are going to assume. And that's where the rubber meets the road. And so when we return, I'll tell you about this week's Bob Chapman special.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
When that plane finally landed, was kiss the ground.
Welcome back. Final segment for this Tuesday. The Bob Chapman special will be available all week. Hopefully we can keep it at $145. Brilliant, uncirculated, 20 Swiss franc. And if you order 20 coins or more, you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster for 1 year. You can receive it either through hard copy, or you can get electronic version. And to do that, just give us a call here at Republic, 1-800-691-7898. And we have a caller. Hi, who's this?
This is Steve in Austin.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir. I heard you earlier on Mr. Stattmiller's show, and I wanted to call in and ask you a question. We know that since 1933, our paper dollar has lost approximately 97% of its buying power. We've got the Security Prosperity Partnership Agreement going to bring us the Amero, to image the euro in the European Union. My question to you is, what buying power, in your opinion, what buying power will this Amero give us in relationship to the already 97% devalued U.S. dollar?
If I knew that, I'd be a very wealthy man.
Ah, I'm sorry for asking you the impossible question, sir.
Well, it just depends on, obviously it'll come down to whatever the prevailing exchange rate they will set the euro at. I mean, this is the same fears that people in Europe had with the introduction of the euro in 2000.
Mm-hmm. I work with a man from Slovakia. Right. He saw his currency go straight to hell with the euro.
Oh, sure.
The euro tended to bring some economies up and some down. What I see impending with this Amero is bringing the value of the peso up, the value of the Canadian dollar up, and the value of the American dollar way down. And we already know that the American dollar is only worth 1 cent on the silver dollar.
Well, sure. I mean, look,
three cents on the silver dollar.
Yeah, I mean, this is the problem that these elites seem to come up with on a consistent basis, that rather than raise the level of excellence in Mexico and Canada, it would be much easier to lower America's standing than to lift anybody's up. I mean, it's an insane mentality that these people have. And there's no question that's how they're going to get you to accept whatever currency they're going to shove down your throat.
Well, then you would agree to get out of paper assets.
Well, I mean, you've got to have paper assets in which to function financially on a day-to-day basis. And just so folks know, I'm not telling you to sell everything you have and buy gold.
Correct.
But if you don't have a minimum of 10% of your investment dollars in a physical asset that is in your hands, you should take steps to make sure that you can have that in the not-too-distant future.
I hear the music, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Yeah, try and do it before, say, October. Just a thought. Have a happy evening, and we'll do it all over again tomorrow.
With